Oil prices continue to rise as concerns grow over the lack of supplies following sanctions on Iran next month. Crude prices are expected to hit $100 per barrel due to the prospects of a tight market later on in the year. Traders are concerned about the impact from the Iranian supply disruptions and whether Saudi Arabia and Russia can make up for the loss. The rising prices are also as a result of a decision by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries not to increase output. Manager Tekin, senior petroleum upstream analyst, joins us. He is from the Center for Global Energy Studies. Welcome. I'm not going to ask you what price the oil is going to get to, because then that's just speculation. But I'm curious as to whether the possibility of Russia and Saudi Arabia to make for the shortfall of oil on the market, or are there other plans like what we heard about Saudi Arabia, I believe, talking to Kuwait to restart this oil field that hasn't been in operation for a couple of years or more?
Well, the latter point that you mentioned is not related to this present market situation or the shortage of oil. This is the neutral zone, the divided neutral zone, which has been for decades between Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, producing about 500,000 barrels per day. Due to differences in policy, those fields were closed down, but the last few months they have decided to start operating it. When it will come on the stream, I don't know. But it is not in reaction to these stories that we had last week or so. But in general, of course, as you mentioned in your introduction, that is, I think, plenty for the viewers. There is a shortage of supply, whereas the demand, world oil demand for oil is growing. There is no recession in the world for demand to collapse. Still, there is need for oil, and for the supply to meet that demand, it is only OPEC countries and Russia and those non-OPEC countries which have joined with it. And within these countries, I think it is really only Saudi Arabia that has the spare capacity that can produce. And if you look at the literature, they talk about 2 million barrels per day oil production per capacity that Saudi Arabia has. Reading the literature and the comments, I think those who actually buy and sell oil and put billions of dollars, they, from their comments, they are a bit doubtful whether Saudi Arabia technically can increase its production within a short time by the 2 million barrels per day or 1.5 million barrels per day, the spare capacity. I think that is one reason. But as you said at the beginning, so far, the indications are from Russia, other non-OPEC countries which are joining, made this alliance with OPEC, as well as OPEC itself and Saudi oil minister last week, 10 days ago in Algiers, from their statements, I think the market does not expect Saudi Arabia and OPEC countries to actually increase in production, increase their production in order to get the price down. And particularly because about 10 days ago, President Trump from the United States was very rude and directed talk to the Persian Gulf countries and OPEC, saying that you should do increase the price of oil. We provide security for you, and so on. I think as a reaction of this attitude, of a bullying attitude, I think these countries, even politically, if they would have wanted to increase, they probably would refrain from it. I think it is from overall all these considerations, there is no one particular factor, that the investors who put money in the futures market, in the paper market, actually buy oil, the refineries and so on who need the oil, they expect that the price would go up, that is, there would not be any increase in supply. But having said all this, on the physical market, as I referred to, there's a paper market that people buy and do transactions, billions and billions of dollars, for the next 3 months, 6 months, and so on. It is particularly the futures market that, in anticipation of a shortage of oil, has boosting the price up, they bid over each other. So out of all this, the physical, the prospect of not sufficient oil because Saudis are not going to increase, and this sort of casino game or the hedging and so on, that people buy oil in anticipation and buy for the futures market, which is making all these factors have made the price go up.
Thank you so much for that. Very interesting and very informative. Manisher Tekin, Senior Petroleum Upstream Analyst with the Center for Global Energy Studies from London.